Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the May 2009 U.S. employment situation that continues to show signs of improvement, even if those improvements are just a lessening of job declines. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported that the unemployment rate shot up again in May by 0.5% to 9.4%, but this was not unexpected. That unemployment rate was the result of 14.5 million unemployed people, a civilian labor force of 155.1 million, and only 140.5 million of them employed. And the number of people no longer in the workforce was about 80.4 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 345,000 last month, which was an improvement from the previous month's loss of 504,000 jobs. It may be hard not to concentrate on the fact that 6 million jobs have been lost, or 4.3% of all jobs, since December 2007. The trend in manufacturing was consistent with recent history, with a loss of 149,000 jobs across all major subsectors. Despite some recent positive data from some real estate indicators, the construction sector did not measure up and lost 59,000 jobs last month. Mining and logging continued to chop down jobs with a loss of 10,000. However, the logging portion actually sprouted 200 jobs, while 10,500 jobs leaked out of the mining portion. The service providing sector, which accounts for about 85% of all employment, only lost 120,000 jobs in May, which was a nice improvement over April's loss of 230,000 jobs. The retail trade sector continued to move jobs off the lot. It lost 17,500 jobs in May, which was not as bad as recent months. In April, it gave away 36,500 jobs. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing 16.7 million, was down only 51,000 jobs last month. Computer systems design and related services seem to have caught a slight virus since last month, since it lost 28,000 jobs compared to April, when it gained 2,500 jobs. Education and health services continue to buck the overall trend. Educational services found seats for 7,900 new jobs in May. Healthcare and social assistance injected itself with 36,400 new jobs in all major sectors, although hospitals essentially flatlined, was only up 300 jobs, while home health care added 7,300 jobs. Although a gain of 3,000 may not seem like a reason to break out party hats last month in the leisure and hospitality sector, that was much better than the 38,000 job loss in April. The government shrank last month, but mainly because the United States Postal Service canceled 13,100 jobs, while the rest of the federal government only eliminated 1,500 jobs. The trend in state government was flat as a pancake run over by a semi. It was zero, but local governments added 8,000 jobs. There was a sort of improvement in temporary help services, improvement being a relative term in this instance. It was only down 6,500 jobs to 1,774,200, or down only 0.4% in May, which was a big improvement from the 3% drop the previous month when it lost 54,700 jobs. Year-to-year loss was nearly 27%, and temporary help services held on to its diminished market share of 1.34%, which is the percentage of all jobs in May. To recap, last month we asked, are we there yet? The good news, okay, it's a stretch to call this good news, but it could be worse, is that many aspects of the economy in general, and employment specifically, are getting worse at a slower rate. Consumer confidence is improving. Several measurements of overall economic activity continue to decline, albeit at a slower rate, and even some housing data are starting to eke out monthly growth rates. Even in the dark hole that is the employment economy, the dark forces are losing their grip and light is actually escaping. But last month, only 340,000 jobs were lost compared to an average of more than 640,000 per month for the first 4 months of the year. That's a nice improvement. Of course, we were all tired of this downward-facing economy, but it has flipped over on its back and is looking up. The problem is that up is still out of reach for many companies, sectors, and regions. The economy first has to climb out of the pit that it has found itself in. That will begin soon. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.